Hey, Michaela.
Yes, Warwick.
I'm a bit hungry at the moment and we need to go and eat some food, but it got me thinking, what's your worst cooking disaster?
Well, there's many because I'm no Jamie Oliver, let's just say that, but I'll never forget. So I was trying to be a really good wife for Pancake Tuesday and serve pancakes for dinner.
Love a good pancake.
Yeah. So I... Sorry.
This is going to be good.
I thought that, you know how you have those shake mixes where you put water in?
Uh-huh.
Yep. So I had a sweet one and I thought, oh, I'm going to be exotic and make it gourmet.
Right.
So I put like onions and shallots and bacon
in the sweet pancake mix.
Yep. And then shook it, right?
Uh-huh.
And thinking, oh, look at me, I'm the best wife ever. So I've served Duncan his pancake. He's got, oh, thanks. And he's eating it. And then I've come back with the pancake. I've made more. He's got, oh, I'm really full. He's had like one pancake. And then he's told me later that it was so disgusting. This was like 12 years ago. He's never eaten a pancake since. He cannot eat pancakes because it was so disgusting that I'd put the savoury in with the sweet. and that he just cannot, he can't even stand the smell of it. Cannot stand pancakes for the life of him. So I've ruined someone's whole food category for life.
Poor guy. So yeah. If ever I'm trying to quit a food item, I'll just get you to cook it for me.
Exactly. Work
I'll
every
be sworn off it for life.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
And welcome to another episode of the Tradies Business Show. And I'm sure you're still hungry, Warwick. Do you want me to cook lunch?
I brought some. Thanks anyway.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Oh, all right. Next time, maybe.
Don't feel bad, though.
Okay.
It's not just because of your pancake story. So, g'day, listeners. Wozza here. And you're listening to the Tradies Business Show. I always feel like a radio announcer when I do that because, like, well, yeah, I clicked on the episode, dude, so of course I know I'm listening to the Tradies Business Show.
Yeah, you got a head for radio as well.
Thank you. That makes up for the cooking thing.
Yeah.
Today, in this episode, we're talking to another one of the great industry associations that are out there, you know, fighting the good fight. And we speak with the executive director, Penny Corner, from Master Plumbers Queensland, about, I guess, why you should be a member. So all the non-plumbers, you can tune out today. But don't do that. Don't do that. Because there is value in, I guess, listening to other industries. And we do get that feedback from you about the show, is that even our interviews with mechanics and that sort of stuff, there's great tips in there. So there's some good stuff today about, you know, being a member of an association.
Yep. All right. Well, let's get into it.
All righty. So joining us, well, not in the studio, but certainly online in the Tradies Business Show studio today, is the Executive Director of Master Plumbers Queensland, Penny Corner. I hope I got that right, Penny. Welcome to the show.
Yes, you have. Thank you very much for having me.
Pleasure.
Thanks for coming on the show, Penny. Just so we get to know you, what's a bit of your background and how did you come to be at Master Plumbers?
Yeah, sure. So I've been with the Master Plumbers Association for over 9 years and in this role for just over 2 years now. It's a great industry and association to be a part of. People don't realise how important plumbers are until something happens at their house. Plumbers are really about protecting community health and the environment, and they do this through professional plumbing services.
So, Penny, it's a question on my lips and maybe some of our listeners is, look, I'm not going to be sexist here, but, you know, a woman running a plumbing association, how did that come about and how do you find it?
No, look, very, very lucky to be a part of this organisation and association. Previously, before stepping into this role, I was the member services manager here. So I was dealing with a lot of members as well. My father is a plumber, so I'm used to being around plumbers. And, yeah, they're a great bunch of people. Unfortunately, there aren't a lot of female plumbers in the industry, and it's definitely something that we need to address.
Have you soldered many pipes in your time?
No, not me. No.
And it's something I'll ask about a little bit into the interview, Penny, is that whole DIY thing. I know it's something you're passionate about, and as an association, it's very important part of the work that you do. But can you give us some, I guess, some basic stats on Master Plumbers? You know, how many members you've got, and perhaps, you know, your range of services and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, sure. So Master Plumbers is the peak industry body representing plumbers throughout Queensland. And we really represent the interest at both a state and a national level as well through our involvement with Master Plumbers Australia. Our membership base, we have over 1,250 plumbers in Queensland that are members of us. Predominantly, majority are based in the southeast corner. However, we do have members out in the regions as well. They vary in size from the small sole operator through to large major contractors in Queensland.
Cool. So 1,200 members?
Yeah, over 1,200 members statewide.
And what would you like that to be? What do you think it should be?
It should be at least double, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, hopefully we can help you do that by getting you on the show today. And any plumbers who are listening, if you're not a member, Penny's going to tell
Please
you why. Yeah, Penny's going to tell you why you need to be a member.
Yeah, so what are the benefits of becoming a member, Penny?
Yeah, sure. So we offer a range of benefits and services to help members within their business. So we have members, as I said before, from sole operators through to large contracting firms. And we can offer them support and service on with a number of things. We offer training and technical advice here. We offer human resources and industrial relations advice. So if members have got a problem, they're dealing with an apprentice who's causing them issues, they can contact us and we can give them the right advice and support in terms of dealing with those situations. We also have a number of commercial benefits as well that can help them within their business, like deals with phones and insurance companies. We have bigger and better buying power as an association, so we can help them with those as well.
Great. So with the general feel of the plumbing industry at the moment, what's your general gist of how the industry is and how it's looking going forward?
At the moment, there is work. If you look at Brisbane City, for example, there are a lot of construction taking place. However, most of the market is in the residential space, not in the commercial space at this stage. We're finding that the residential market in terms of renovations in housing is picking up, and also maintenance plumbing is also picking up. We find that consumers are tending to want to get things fixed at the moment and also taking the time to do those renovations that they've been looking at doing for a number of months.
So what's just on the industry health, I suppose, Penny, what do you think are some of the main challenges facing the plumbing industry at the moment?
Probably one of the biggest challenges at the moment is unlicensed persons performing plumbing work. People don't understand, or consumers don't understand, the risks associated with DIY or handyman. You know, by doing this, you are actually putting yourself at risk, both legally and financially. People don't understand the importance of plumbing and how it impacts the health of the community.
So as an association, what are you trying to do? Is it about educating the public in those risks that, you know?
It is. It's definitely about educating the public about the concerns that we have that these people are undertaking this type of work. We're also working with the Queensland Building and Construction Commission, and they're doing a number of investigations of people that are performing plumbing work that are unlicensed.
And so,
and not just plumbing, also gas fitting as well.
Okay, sure. And so if people are seeing, you know, competitors as such, in inverted commas, out there doing unlicensed work, is it just a matter of letting the association know that that's going on?
If you come across somebody who's performing licensed work and they're not licensed, if you could give us a call or talk to the Queensland Building Construction Commission, it's really important that these people are held accountable for the work that they're doing. If you're not sure, if you're a consumer and you're looking to engage a plumber, what we would recommend you to do is contact the Master Plumbers Association. We also have a website called findmymasterplumber.com.au. You can put in your postcode or an area and the work that you're trying to have done at your house, and it will bring up a list of master plumbers in your area. We also recommend that you ask for evidence. So if a plumber is coming out to your house, ask for his license card so that you can see it.
So, Penny, for plumbers, I mean, we hear a lot of complaints from tradies about coming up against unlicensed operators. Are there things that individual businesses, trade businesses can do? So for our listeners who are predominantly tradies, so what should they be doing as part of, I guess, their sales process or their marketing to make sure that the consumers understand the difference and are getting that education?
Yeah, the role of plumbers is really about educating the consumers out there to let them know about the process. So if, for example, they need to get plumbing work done at their home, they're contacting them and they're telling them all about what the requirement says that they need to have when they're performing the correct installation. It's really about checking also that they are licensed, so that you're asking for a copy of their card. And master plumbers abide by a code of ethics, so that ensures that consumers are protected and appropriately serviced.
Cool. So it's really just emphasising with their customers that this is an important part of engaging a plumber, and not downplaying the fact that there are regulations and everything that they have to adhere to.
That's definitely correct.
Because we did an episode, we've done a couple of episodes that are relevant here, but one we did, episode 77 of the show, we talked about a particular large hardware chain in Australia that is quite active in the content marketing space. So this hardware chain has been producing DIY videos and basically educating consumers about how they can do lots of things around the home themselves. And one video in particular was about plumbing, and it was about soldering pipes and joining copper pipe, and we talked about the furor on social media, and there was some very heated discussion amongst plumbers and other tradies about how disgusting it was and this hardware chain was stealing their business and all that sort of stuff. I mean, you're up against that sort of thing as an association. How are you combating that, and you know, what can you guys do about that?
Yeah, sure. I suppose if we're aware of those sort of instances, and we have in the past, we have taken them direct to the government or through to the QBCC, the Queensland Building Construction Commission, to let them know, and they've actually taken action against them. So with plumbing work, you can't direct somebody how to do plumbing work unless you are a plumber yourself or that you're actually completing that work. So there are rules around that. It is very risky, and it can be extremely costly as well, and it can leave the homeowner out of pocket. You know, it's really important that unlicensed persons are not undertaking any plumbing work in their home, and that they need to be using a licensed plumber to do that. You know, the insurance probably wouldn't be covered under your insurance policy if something did go wrong. So there are risks associated and costs associated for the consumer.
Mm.
So one of the other things we hear a lot of complaints about, I guess, from plumbers is the amount of paperwork, in particularly that the plumbing industry has, and how they find that's quite a bit of, you know, can be a bottleneck in growing their business. How do you find, you know, your members deal with the amount of paperwork and regulations that they need to go through?
Yeah, I think that all members experience a lot of paperwork. Some businesses have a lot of support staff in their office to assist with them, and obviously smaller operators are doing a lot of it themselves, or their partner or wife is assisting them within the business. We have a number of benefits and services to help members in that space, in particular software programs that are available or that are out there to help plumbers running their business, as well as we offer a number of events and seminars to help educate plumbers as well in terms of what products are out on the market and how it can really help and save them time.
Great. And so the other thing that we've found lately with a client that we were working with that was a really successful growing plumbing business. They had a lot of leads coming in and just couldn't keep up with the work because they did do such a great job. and they wanted to employ a plumber as a staff member, and they had a lot of problems trying to find, you know, actual anyone even wanting to apply for the job and become an employee with the company. So we found this real issue around the recruitment of good, reliable plumbers as staff members. Have your members experienced similar issues lately?
Not recently, not specifically, no. We do help members with recruitment as well. If they're needing to hire a plumber in a particular location, we do assist with that.
The government talks from time to time about the skills shortage, and there's been a lot of, taxpayer money directed through registered training organisations to try and upskill the labour force. McCann and I came across a situation recently where a private school, a fairly large private school, had a careers expo, and the vote from the student population basically was that of the industries they didn't want to hear from, one was trades. And, they didn't want to hear from plumbers and electricians or anything like that. So it just seemed to be an interesting clash between what the government's trying to create and what's really happening there with, you know, the young people coming through the education system. What's the state with plumbing? I mean, is there a skills shortage, do you think, Penny?
That's really disappointing to hear in terms of the private school not interested in plumbing. I suppose some people don't believe it's an attractive career to be involved in, but the opportunities involved in getting into plumbing as a trade is really good. Apart from having the opportunity to run your own business, there's other avenues that you can go into, like teaching, inspecting, hydraulic consulting and design. In terms of employers wanting to take on apprentices at the moment, it is a little bit tough in that space. There aren't a huge amount of incentives available to take on apprentices. So that is a real concern to us, and it's something that we've been talking to the government about.
Yeah, cool. So as far as running a successful plumbing business goes, Penny, from your perspective at the top of the association, what do you guys see that you think are the critical elements to running a great plumbing business?
Well, there's a number of key elements to running a great business. It's about really having support, somebody that you can call when you need some help, and that's what we have here at the association. You can give us a call if you have any issues or concerns, or you need some help with tackling a situation, whether it's a technical or regulatory issue, through to a HR or an industrial relations matter that you're dealing with. We as an association do a lot of representation, and that's a big part of my role. So we're out there talking to the government and pushing across issues or concerns that we have. And it gives us the ability to be the peak industry body so that plumbers in Queensland have a voice, and that's what Master Plumbers is all about.
Yeah, cool. So, Penny, there's a question we like to ask all of our guests on the Tradies Business Show, and that is, if you had 1,000 tradies in the room, we should say if you had 1,000 plumbers in the room, what's one piece of advice you'd like to leave them with?
One piece of advice?
I've put you on the spot there.
Yeah, besides being a member, of course.
I would say
join up.
Really get involved with your industry. It's a lot of people say that they join Master Plumbers not just to be kept up to date and know what's happening, but really to give something back to the industry that you're a part of. And that's a clear message that I would leave you with today.
Great. Well, thanks so much for your time, Penny. And how can they, if people want to become members or find out more about those great services that you offer, how can they find out more about Master Plumbers Queensland?
Yeah, sure. You can give us a call on 3273 0800, or go to the website www.mpaq.com.au.
Excellent. Well, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Penny.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
No worries.
Great. And that was another episode with Penny, so that was good to find out all about what's happening with the plumbing industry and where they're heading.
Yep. And if you're not a plumber and you're listening to this, and because you're a tradie, you do your own plumbing work, stop it.
That's it.
Because you'd be pretty upset if somebody else was doing that, if you're an electrician or whatever.
That's it. And if you want to learn more stuff about running a trade business, if you are or are not a plumber, make sure to head to the Tradies Business Toolkit, which is our online membership community where we have video training and templates and a private Facebook group where we go in each day and just...
hang out.
That's it. So it's a US dollar for the first 30 days. So you got nothing to lose. Go in, check it out, see what it's like, and then bugger off if you don't like it or hang around. And then it's just US $27 a month. And we've got some big training programs we're currently doing as well. So there's going to be lots more in the toolkit very soon.
Pretty excited about that. It's already great value, but we're about to make it insane value and give you, as a toolkit member, access to all the video training that we're going to create.
And you can buy these training courses outside the toolkit.
Yep.
But you'd be much better off going in and being a member. It's going to be cheaper.
For sure. Very cool. Very excited about that. So check it out. Thanks for listening. Great to have you with us at the Tradies Business Show. We love our tradies.
We do. And we're off to lunch now. So Okay. Bye.
See ya.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.